Blog Talk Radio.
Shalom, shalom, shalom. First and foremost, giving all praise and honor to the Holy One of Israel, to the Creator of the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that is therein is, by saying hallelujah. Praise the mighty Yah. God's righteous, God's holy, and let Yahweh be magnified. Once again, the Creator has allowed us to come before you another week, bringing to you his great, holy, and exalted words, even the word of Yah. My name is Moray Ishaya Yisrael of the house of Israel, located right here in Cincinnati, Ohio, 1907 Vine Street, bringing to you nothing but the truth. And yes, it is true. All we're going to do is tell you the truth, for Yah ordained me to tell you the truth, so this is what I'm going to do. But who is this Yah? Yah is the creator of the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that is therein is. Yah of Abraham, Yitzhak, and Yisrael, whom you may know as Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Yah is our king. He's our judge. He's our lawgiver. He is our only savior, and not just of Israel, but the savior of the world. I thank the mighty Yah for allowing me to come before you with his great exalted words, even the words of truth. This week we're going to be dealing with the wonders of Yah. Not the seven wonders that we formally brought to your attention, but we're going to be dealing with the times of the wonders of Yah. The times of Yahweh's wonders. All through the scriptures, the Creator will have us to remember certain things. Not only these things he wanted us to remember, but he also wanted us to remember certain days, certain years, certain months, certain seasons, and also certain signs. And why? Well, what you're going to find, you're going to find that the Creator have reserved at certain specific, special, set times that he would do certain wonders, certain miracles. And he wanted us to memorialize these things or to remember these things. The word remember comes from the Hebrew word zakar, which means to mark, to remember, or to record. And there's a lot of things that we are to record that the scriptures record, but for some reason we don't. And the Creator wants us to because he wants us to remember. How else are you going to remember the vast things that the Creator has shown us? So a lot of people, they don't write laws, they don't write commandments, they don't write down the statutes, they don't write down the judgments. No wonder nobody knows the difference between one another. They don't write down sin, transgression, and iniquities. No wonder these things are constantly done over and over again. Because we have not learned to remember. And there's various things that the Almighty attach dates, days, years, signs, seasons to help us to remember. You remember your anniversary. You remember your birthday. You remember when you graduated or when you got your degree. So why don't you remember various things that Yah would do on the earth? And not just remember, but remember the actual day, the actual date, the actual time that Yah desired to bring these things forth. And you're going to see why these things are important. not only they are important, but this, you're going to find, this is the way in which Yahweh desire us to study his words. And this is how he desired for us to teach his word, letting the people know, letting our children know, letting our family know Yahweh's times and wonders. And before I continue on, I want to thank our beloved brother, also teacher who opened up for us, Obadiah. Our brother Obadiah, who stepped in last week for us and did an excellent, marvelous, and great job. It was great because he had no prior notice that he would be stepping in. And he did it as if he was already prepared. This is what Yah's servants will do. And I also thank Moray Isha, even though he's always stepping in and doing a great job. Our teachers do a great job working hard and fulfilling their responsibilities. So let me thank the brothers and say hallelujah. And it is good to be back this week, because there's a lot of work that needs to be done, and we're about to start. As I said, we're going to be talking about the times of the wonders of Yah. So you're going to get the wonders, but you're going to know the time. So, for example, greatest thing that I have ever read in the scriptures, and I mean the greatest. Now, it might not be the greatest to you, but it is the greatest to me. Because this wonder that the Creator done in the scriptures, it set the course for everything that will happen. And let me show you what the Creator did. And you'll find this recorded in the book of Exodus, the 20th chapter. And watch what it says. In the book of Exodus, the 20th chapter. Now remember, we're talking about times and wonders. So it's really two things you should be recording, taking notes on. You should be taking notes on the various times that are giving, and then what happened during that time. Because to everything, there is a season and a time to every purpose under heaven. So once you begin to learn time, you also will learn purpose, since everything has a season. And what do a season mean? Season means a set time, a particular time, a specific time. That's what season means. And so there's two things you should make record of. That's Yahweh's time and the various wonders that you might teach them and show them to your children. So, for example, in the book of Exodus, the 20th chapter, this is what it says in the 8th verse. Remember the Sabbath day. In other words, Zakar, which means to remember, which means to record, which means to mark. How are you going to mark something? I noticed the heathen, they mark the 7 days. That's why they have it on all their calendars, because they mark it. Now, they don't call these 7 days, the same thing Yahweh called the 7 days in the scriptures. But they have marked his days. And where did they get it from? Where did they get this record from? Well, they got it from the scriptures. Where else you think they got it from? Who else in the planet? Who else in the universe? Who else in heaven and earth, the sea, and all that is therein taught and discussed and brought forth the Sabbath day but Yahweh himself? It wasn't no scientist. It wasn't no Big Bang theory. Nor was it any of the nations that occupy the earth. Nor did it even come from Israel. This came from Yahweh himself. And look what the Most High said it was for. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shall thou labor and do all thy work. But the seventh day is the Sabbath of Yahweh thy Elohim. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor the stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days Yahweh made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore Yahweh blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. So here it is. The very first wonder that Yahweh would do is to labor and work, or to work and labor for 6 days, making the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that is therein is. And most people don't know this, but all the things that's happened today was already made from the beginning. Everything. Everything that will happen in the future had already been made. These things are not new things happening. These things are things that was designed and made in the beginning. But Yahweh made everything in his time. That's why it is a wonder. That's why it's so great. Because Yahweh will have something made, but you won't see it until 2,000 years later. Yahweh will have something made, you won't even see it for 3,000 years. Because this is how wonderful, this is how wondrous Yahweh is. And he wanted you to remember this, to record this. When you record something, you write it down. Our people were known for writing. You write these things down. You shouldn't be in any type of setting, classroom setting, or school of learning, and you don't take notes, and you're not writing down the various things that you learn. How can you go back and remember it? I know there's people who think they got photographic memory. The only person got a photo, only one that has a photographic memory is Yahweh himself. He remember everything. We just men. We just dust. We forget our own babies, let alone the very things that he told us to remember. And I can assure you, our people don't remember these things. And we're going to show you some things. But the very first great wonder is what Yahweh did in the beginning itself. Look what Yah says about these wonders. I just wanted to show you that one real quick. Because in remembering these 6 days and how Yah rested the Sabbath day every week, because all it does is recycle. Every week, you're going to find that you have to remember this, that you have to memorialize this. And the more you memorialize it, the more you record it, the more you're going to learn about the Most High. Look what the Creator said in the book of Deuteronomy 6th chapter. I want you to see this. In Deuteronomy, the 6th chapter, watch what it says. And when thy son asketh thee in time to come, saying, what mean the testimonies and the statutes and the judgments which Yahweh our Elohim have commanded you? What mean ye by these things? Then thou shalt say unto thy son, when we were Pharaoh's bondmen in Egypt, in other words, when we were slaves in Egypt, and Yah brought us out of Egypt with a mighty hand, and Yahweh showed signs and wonders, great and sore. In other words, son, it was just all you can do is marvel because they were so great. But some was so sore, it brought death upon Egypt, upon Pharaoh, and upon all his household. Before our eyes. And he brought us out from thence, that he might bring us in, to give us the land which he swore to our fathers. And Yahweh commanded us to do all these statutes, to fear Yahweh our Elohim, for our good always, that he might preserve us alive as it is this day. And it shall be our righteousness, if we observe to do all these commandments before Yahweh our Elohim, as he have commanded us. So what is this telling us? That these signs and wonders, great and sore, that he did in Egypt, but also what he did in the earth, we got to teach these things to our children. And why? Because it is our righteousness. The very signs and wonders that Yahweh did, many of the various laws, commandments, and statutes that he told us to do. And you're going to see that. That's why I showed you the very first great wonder that Yahweh would do. He will make the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that is therein is, and rested on the Sabbath day. So he told us to remember this, keep it holy. This is what he did in 6 days. And on the Sabbath day, he rested. So what sense does it make for us to not know what Yahweh would do, what Yahweh did every single day, and how he purposed something every single day, and why? Because to every time, there's a purpose. So the first day had a purpose. The second day had a purpose. The third day had a purpose. The fourth day had a purpose. The whole week had a purpose. Why? Because the week in of itself is time. That is time. And we rehearse this. And we're supposed to rehearse this, record this, remember this, and mark this every day. And once you begin to start marking things, then you begin to start learning. You're going to see things that you ain't never seen before. And how else can you teach your children these things without recording these? Your children should know the very things that I'm telling you right now. Because you are commanded to teach these things. Watch what the Creator said. Speaking of his great wonders, in Psalms 119, in the book of Psalms 119, watch what it says. And I'm going to read to you the 18th verse. And it says, "Open thou my eyes, that I may behold wondrous things out of thy law." In other words, this is what happens when you begin to mark and they record the various wonders of Yah. What greater wonder can you record than the days that Yahweh created the heavens, the earth, the sea, and all that is therein? What greater wonder can you discuss, talk about? So every day you got something to talk about. Because on the first day he made light, and there was light. But what did this light usher in? You know it wasn't just light. Because there's so many things that came forth from that light. The Almighty said he's on light for the righteous. The Almighty said to the law and to the testimony, if they speak not according to this word, it is because there is no light in them. In other words, this light must contain or must be intertwined with something that is for the righteous. And what is that? His word. No wonder he sown it for the righteous. And since we're at the last week of the first month of this second year, or the second year of Yah's Sabbath of years, I know other people are already in the second month. And we understand there's various differences amongst the children of Israel, the people of the Most High. And its only difference is because we are a people collectively lost, attempting to find our way home. Just like Dorothy and the Wizard of Oz couldn't find home. He had to click her heel 3 times. I wonder why it was 3 and where they get 3 from. But nevertheless, that's how our people are. But I'll show you what the Creator said he would do, because his mercy endureth forever. Watch what he said he would do. But let me read one more verse in this particular Psalms 119. Look at the 27th verse. It says, "Make me to understand the way of thy precepts, so shall I talk of thy wondrous works." Because you're not going to know the wondrous works unless you understand the way of his precepts. And what is a precept? That's his law. Furthermore, speaking of his great wondrous works, in the book of Psalms 136, show you why it's so essential and necessary to know time, because purpose follows right behind that time. In the book of Psalms 136, verse 1 through 4, O give thanks unto Yah, for he is good, for his mercy endure forever. O give thanks unto the Elohim of Elohims, for his mercy endure forever. O give thanks to Yahweh of Masters, for his mercy endure forever. And watch what this says in the fourth verse. To him who alone doeth great wonders, for his mercy endureth forever. It is Yahweh alone that do these great wonders. And he brought his great wonders at certain special, specific times and seasons. And this is what we're going to learn. Now, you might ask yourself, how can we know this? How can we know Yahweh purpose? Well, you can know Yahweh purpose once you begin to know Yahweh times. Now, how would you know that? Watch this in the book of Isaiah, the 42nd chapter. In the book of Isaiah 42, and we're going to start at the 13th verse. And watch what this says, because Yahweh is about to show you something. It says, Yah, Isaiah 42:13, Yah shall go forth as a mighty man. He shall stir up jealousy like a man of war. He shall cry, yea, war. He shall prevail against his enemies. I have long time holding my peace. I've been still and refrained myself. Now will I cry, a travailing woman. I will destroy and devour at once. Now look at the things that Yahweh said he was doing and how he would stir up jealousy like a man of war, like a mighty man. Look how Yahweh said he will cry and war. 15 verse, I will make waste mountains and hills and dry up all their herbs, and I will make the rivers islands, and I will dry up the pools. And what is he trying to tell us? Well, you're about to understand it now. And I will bring the blind by a way that they knew not. In other words, the very things you're going to hear, the very things you're going to see with your own eyes, you never even knew. You never even heard it. But you're going to see it because he's going to bring you by a way that you didn't even know. A way even your forefathers couldn't even teach you because it was for a time and a season. Watch what it says. I will lead them in paths that they have not known. I will make darkness light before them. I will make darkness light before them and crooked things straight. These things will I do unto them and not forsake them. See, this is what the Almighty said he would do. And this is exactly what he's doing. Because as we begin to learn time, we begin to learn things we ain't never seen before, never even heard before. So now we can understand every day matters. Now we want to know, teach us the number of days that we might play our, put our hearts to wisdom. Watch what the Creator say in the book of Exodus 31. And the way we do these things, we have to begin to learn to zakar, to remember. We seem to forget everything. But don't worry, the world don't know the things that you have forgotten. In the book of Exodus 31, watch what it says in the 12th verse. And Yahweh spake unto Moshe, saying, speak thou also unto the children of Israel, saying, verily my Sabbath ye shall keep, for it is a sign between me and you throughout your generations, that ye may know that I am Yah that do sanctify you. In other words, you're going to know you're separated because you're going to know things that other people don't know. You're going to begin to have wisdom that other people didn't even consider. You're going to see things that other people don't see. Ye shall keep the Sabbath, therefore, for it is holy unto you. Everyone that defileth it shall surely be put to death. For whosoever doeth any work therein, that soul shall be cut off from among his people. And why is Yahweh law? Why is his commandment so fierce that if anyone doeth any work in the Sabbath day, he said, you will be cut off or you will be put to death? Why is that commandment so fierce, so grievous, so hard? Because if you don't keep his Sabbath, if you don't observe his Sabbath, if you don't remember to keep it holy, then how can you remember the wonders, the wondrous things that Yahweh has done in the earth? How can you teach them to your children? How can you talk of them amongst your people? And how can you witness about these great and wondrous and sore and mighty things, these mighty acts that Yahweh did? Well, you can't, unless you record it, you mark it, you rehearse it. This is the only way. And this is why the Creator commanded us to do this thing. Watch what it says. 6 days may work be done, but in the seventh is the Sabbath of rest, holy to Yah. Whosoever doeth any work in the Sabbath day, he shall surely be put to death. Wherefore the children of Israel shall keep the Sabbath, to observe the Sabbath throughout their generations for a perpetual covenant. But why, Israel? Why should we do this thing? It is a sign between me and the children of Israel forever. For in 6 days, Yahweh made the heaven, the earth, and on the seventh day, he rested and was refreshed. This is what Yahweh did. This is what Yahweh has commanded us to do. How can we do this, and we don't even know when the first week was? When Yahweh even made weeks? When did he make weeks? When is the very first week? When was the very first Sabbath? Could we know? Should we know? Do we supposed to know? Of course we do. He told us to remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. For in 6 days, y'all made heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that is therein. So what did he make on the first day? When did he even make the first day? You might say, well, in the beginning. Well, when is that? When is the beginning? Somebody might say, well, how can you know when the beginning is? How could you know when the very first Sabbath was? How could you know when the very first week was? Well, that's one of the easiest questions to ask me. The way you know is Yahweh. How do you think we know anything? Yahweh. Why would somebody put 7 days on their calendar? Yahweh. Why don't you see calendars with 10 days on it a week, 9 days a week, 3 days a week, 2 days a week? Why seven? Because there's only one maker. There's only one Elohim. There's only one that created us all. And his desires is going to be fulfilled. And his purpose is not going to come back to him void. Once he has purposed it, shall not it accomplish the thing that he sent it out to do? And this is why we're doing it. Because Yahweh purposed this. Now we got to mark it. And now we got to learn it. Every day you can teach something. Because it's only seven different days. And in these 7 days, the purposes are unlimited. And we're going to show you some of these things. One more thing about the week, because this is the first great wonder that Yah has even made. In the book of Deuteronomy, the 5th chapter. And this is what it says, starting at the 12th verse. Keep the Sabbath day to sanctify it, as Yahweh thy Elohim have commanded thee. 6 days thou shalt labor and do all thy work. But the seventh day is the Sabbath of Yah thy Elohim. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, nor thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy ox, nor thy ass, nor any of thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates, that thy manservant and thy maidservant may rest as well as thou. And remember, thou was a servant in the land of Egypt. Why you want us to remember that we are servant? Egypt was bad, man. We want to forget Egypt. Why do Yahweh want us to remember that we was a servant in the land of Egypt? Here it is. We in America in slavery for our people, even though we still slaves. But for the sake of argument, they say we was freed. Our people was freed in 1865. But they want us to forget it. Forget about that. Slavery is over with. Jim Crow is over with. The civil rights movement is over with. Segregation is over with. Just forget that. Racism is over with. Y'all always playing the race card. Forget that. That's your enemies. And your people that have been totally brainwashed and bamboozled, but not Yahweh. Watch what he says, 15th verse. And remember that thou was a servant in the land of Egypt, and that Yahweh, thy Elohim, brought thee out thence through a mighty hand, a stretched out arm, Therefore, Yahweh the Elohim, thy Elohim, commanded thee to keep the Sabbath day. Here it is. Every time we keep the Sabbath day, it is to remember that we were slaves in Egypt. And that Yahweh brought us out with a mighty and stretched out arm. So we keep it. And we talk about it. And we record it. We mark it. So that we will know the Sabbath day. People ask me all the time, how do you know the Sabbath is the Sabbath? Because Yahweh set it as a sign that anybody that will remember to keep the Sabbath day holy, and that remember to sanctify it, as it says here. What does it say? Keep the Sabbath day to sanctify it, as Yahweh the Elohim have commanded thee. If you do that, then Yahweh will begin to show you wondrous things in his law. Now, those who disregard this, you think Yahweh going to show you wondrous things in his law? No. Those who forsake this, they will tell you you can't keep the law. They will tell you you can't keep the law until you get home. They will tell you the law is done away with. They will tell you can't keep the law in captivity. They will tell you the law made nothing perfect. In other words, they will tell you a bunch of things Yahweh ain't never said. But once you begin to remember it, you're going to see wondrous things. That's how we know we're keeping the Sabbath day. Because the various things that Yahweh will show us, no man can know unless Yahweh have opened your eyes to see. And Yahweh is not going to open your eyes to see if you haven't opened up your heart and mind to remember the things that is important, that he commanded, and that he gave to you. So let us learn our weeks. Because they are very, very important and essential. In 6 days, labor and work. But on the Sabbath day, on the seventh day, remember the Sabbath to keep it holy. It is the axis in which everything revolves around. And why? Because he did everything in 6 days. And why? He made everything on his day and at his time. And why? Because everything he saw, it was made. Rather, everything he made was very good. So he blessed the seventh day. He sanctified the seventh day and hallowed it. Here it is. Not only Yahweh would do great, wondrous, magnificent works every day. And we're going to talk about the things he did on every day. I mean, this Yahweh made the heaven on the second day. And how he separated the waters. What do that mean? What is this great thing that Yahweh had done that you're supposed to be teaching your children? The very thing he made the earth for. He did that on the third day. And also, in addition, the sea on that day. These are great, wondrous things. And you don't think he wants us to remember that day that he did these great things? He told us to remember his wondrous things. But also, every month, Yahweh would do something. Every year, Yahweh would do something. Yahweh would attach various dates and times, which these dates are times, that we might have a sense of purpose of our Creator. Look what Yahweh would do for our people in the very first month of the year. No matter what year it is, we are to remember this thing. Even though when he did it, it was in the first year. It was in year one. And you're going to see Yahweh only had seven different years. But watch what he did in the first year that all of us are to remember in the book of Exodus. And watch what this says. Exodus 13. In the book of Exodus 13, again, I want you to record the wonder, but also, just as important is the wonder, is the date and the time that Yahweh would do it. Because every time, there is a purpose. Watch what it says. Exodus 13. Just dealing with the very first month. The third verse. Exodus 13 and 3. And Moshe said unto the people, remember this day. In other words, Zakar. Zakar this Yom. In which ye came out from Egypt, out of the house of bondage. For by strength of hand, Yahweh brought you out from this place. There shall no leavened bread be eaten. Now, everybody been finished with unleavened bread. We're in the last week of the month, and we just concluded over the weekend of eating unleavened bread. I noticed that when we were eating, that according to the scriptures, it said, eat it from the 14th at eve to the 21st at eve. And this is exactly what the dates were that we were eating, the 14th at eve to the 21st at eve. I know a lot of people believe in coincidence, but I don't. We did exactly what the book says. And watch what it says further. This day came ye out in the month Abib. And why? Yahweh wanted you to understand. He wanted you to know this month. Why? Because that's when things start growing. No. Why? Because that's the beginning of the year. No, why? Because this is the month that Yahweh brought you out of Egypt. This is why this month is so great. This is when you got your liberation. This is when you got your freedom. So therefore, Yahweh said, remember this day. And you're going to see not only this day Yahweh wants you to remember, but you're going to see the month. You're going to see the date itself. Watch what the Creator said. Because these are the things that you should be teaching your children. On this date, Yahweh worked great wonders This is what he did. And you rehearse it and you tell your children. This is something you're supposed to do every year. Fifth verse. And it shall be when Yahweh shall bring thee in the land of the Canaanites, the Hittites, the Amorites, the Hivites, the Jebusites, which he swore unto thy fathers to give thee, a land flowing with milk and honey, that thou shalt keep this service in this month. 7 days thou shalt eat unleavened bread, and in the 7th day shall be a feast to Yah. Unleavened bread shall be eaten 7 days, and there shall no leavened bread be seen with thee, neither shall there be leaven seen within all thy quarters. And watch this 8th verse. And thou shalt show thy son in that day. Because, see, this is about what Yahweh did in this day. This is about what Yahweh did in this month. Watch what he said. And thou shalt show thy son in that day, saying, this is done because of that which Yahweh did unto me when I came forth out of Egypt. And it shall be for a sign unto thee upon thy hand, and for a memorial between thy eyes, that Yahweh's law may be in thy mouth. For with a strong hand have Yahweh brought thee out of Egypt. Thou shalt therefore keep this ordinance in his season from year to year. Every year. You talk about this thing and you show your sons and your daughters the great wonders of Yahweh. But how can you show them anything without attaching the day to it? You got to know the date. And the only way you can know the date, if you know the time, that's essential. This is the very first month. So when is the very first month? And what makes the first month different from any other month? How do you know that? The first month from the 12th month. Is it the Abib? Or is it the work that Yahweh did for our people? Look what the Creator said. And I'm going to show you the date that you need to remember. Watch this in the book of Exodus 12, because not only he did that, watch what else Yahweh would do. In the book of Exodus 12, at the 12th verse, for I will pass through the land of Egypt this night and will smite all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, both man and beast. And against all the deities of Egypt, I will execute judgment. I am Yahweh. And the blood shall be to you for a token upon the houses where ye are. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you, and the plague shall not be upon you to destroy you when I smite the land of Egypt. And this day shall be unto you for a memorial. What's a memorial? A remembrance. What's a remembrance? That's a zakar. To remember, to record, to mark. And this day shall be unto you for a memorial. And ye shall keep it a feast to Yah throughout your generations. Ye shall keep it a feast by an ordinance forever. In other words, these ordinances are laws. And these laws, they are born through Yahweh's great wonders that he would do in the heaven and the earth and the sea. And you're going to see this. And Yahweh will have dates attached to this thing. We already read the great wonders he will do in 6 days and rest the Sabbath day. That's your first week. And then you begin to record what he did on each particular day. And he rested the Sabbath day. Now you can know every Sabbath day, every 7 day when Yahweh rests, you rest. And if the Sabbath day is fixed and set, and it is, then every day before it is fixed and set, and you can know when that was, when it is, the very first one, because all it's doing is repeating itself. And if you can know that, then you can know when the very first month was, when the very first year was, when the very first season was. And why? Because Yahweh did everything in his time. Watch what it says. Not only there, starting at the 21st verse. Then Moshe called for all the elders of Israel and said unto them, draw out and take you a lamb according to your families, and kill the Passover. And ye shall take a bunch of hyssop, dip it in the blood that is in a basin, strike the lintel on two side posts with the blood that is in a basin. And none of you shall go out at the door of his house until the morning. For Yahweh will pass through to smite the Egyptians. And when he seeth the blood upon the lintel on the two side posts, Yahweh will pass over the door and will not allow the destroyer to come into your houses to smite you. And ye shall observe this thing for an ordinance to thee and to thy sons forever. What is this thing that Yahweh will do? What is this great wonder? And it shall come to pass when you become into the land which Yah will give you, according as he has promised, that ye shall keep this service. And it shall come to pass when your children shall say unto you, what mean ye by this service? That ye shall say, it is the sacrifice of Yah's Passover, who passed over the houses of the children of Israel in Egypt, when he smote the Egyptians, over our houses, and the people bowed their head and worshiped. And the children of Israel went away and did as Yahweh commanded Moshe and Aaron, so did they. So here it is, in the very first month, in the month that Yahweh called Abib, a month that he told you to observe. And why? Because of the Passover. Why? Because of unleavened bread. Because what did he do? He delivered our houses. What did he do? He brought us out of Egypt by a strong and mighty and stretched out arm. This is what you're going to see. This is what you're going to learn about this. Let me show you the seven things that Yahweh did, which lets you know why it's so important to remember this day. Look what it says in the book of Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy, the fourth chapter. Then ask yourself, when was the Passover? Well, it was the 14th day of the first month at even. In other words, when the sun was going down. When was unleavened bread? The first month, the 15th day of the month. And he said, remember this day in which I brought you out of Egypt. He said, remember, keep this day as a memorial by ordinance forever. What was that? The Passover. Well, how can you remember the 14th and the 15th day of the first month without knowing the 13th, the 12th, the 11th, the 10th day? What did Yahweh say do on the 10th day? Now you understand why we must remember these things? Look what Yahweh said in Deuteronomy, the 4th chapter. Here it is, in the book of Deuteronomy 4, verse 32. Watch what it says. For ask now the days that are past, which were before thee. All this was before us. Since the day that Elohim created man upon earth. Now, when was that? Well, Yahweh created man upon earth on the sixth day, the sixth day of the week. That's important to know. And watch what it says. And ask from one side of heaven unto the other whether there have been any such thing as this great thing is, or have been heard like it. Did ever people hear the voice of Elohim speaking out of the midst of the fire as thou hast heard and live? Have you heard anything such like this? No wonder they call Yahweh a mountain God. Because where did he speak to us from? Mount Sinai. Where did we hear his voice? And we saw no manner of similitude. But watch this, the 34th verse. Or have Elohim essayed to go and take him a nation from the midst of another nation, by temptations, one, by signs, two, by wonders, three, by war, four, by a mighty hand, five, by a stretched arm, six, and by great terrors, seven, according to all that Yahweh your Elohim did for you in Egypt before your eyes. Seven things that Yahweh would do that you might remember, that you might record, that you might mark, so that you can teach your children. To thee it was shown. And why did Yahweh show us this? That thou mightest know that Yahweh, he is Elohim, and there is none beside him. He didn't show you this for you to go start talking about there is a son beside Yahweh that have the keys to heaven and earth. Yahweh didn't do this so that you can worship someone else other than him. Yahweh didn't do this so you can start talking about somebody died for your sins. Or did Yahweh do this for you to say there's three in one? The Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. No, Yahweh didn't do this for that at all. He did it so that you might know him. And if you know him, you will know Shema Yisrael, Yah Eloheinu, Yahweh Echad. Hear, O Israel, Yah Eloheinu, Yahweh is one. That's what you would know. And watch what it says. Out of heaven he made thee to hear his voice, that he might instruct thee. And upon earth he showed thee this great fire, and thou heardest his words out of the midst of the fire. Because he loved our fathers, therefore he chose their seed after them, and brought thee out in his sight with his mighty power out of Egypt. And you won't remember these great things? No, you got to remember these great things. This is what Yahweh did in the very first month. He delivered your houses. First of all, in the very first week, he made everything. The very first month of the year, he not only delivered your houses, but also delivered our people out of Egypt. Seven different ways he showed us that we might talk about, that we might teach our children these great wonders. And you can't teach them without teaching them when it happened. How are we going to teach something about the 14th day of the first month, the 15th day of the first month, and we don't even know what happened on the 10th day of the first month? The day in which Yahweh said, take ye out a lamb and keep it up until the 14th day of the month at even. These are the things we got to know. And once you begin to record these things, then you're going to really understand, my goodness, I got to make sure I know about every single day, every single month, every single year, and various times of the day, various times of the month, and various times of the year. I got to know the seasons. And I have to know Yahweh's signs. Now you can understand why Yahweh said this in the book of Exodus 23. And all we're dealing with right now are the times of Yahweh wonders. We dealt with the first week where Yahweh made everything. This is a great wonder. But who knows when the very first week was? Well, Yahweh wants you to know the very first week. Why? Because that's when he did his wonders. Why do you think he tell you to remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy? For in 6 days, Yahweh made heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that is therein. And what sense does it make to know that without knowing when that week was? Look what Creator said in Exodus 23. The very first 14 verse, Exodus 23 and 14. Three times thou shalt keep a feast unto me in a year. Thou shalt keep the feast of unleavened bread. Thou shalt eat unleavened bread 7 days as I commanded thee in the time appointed of the month of Abib. Why, Yahweh? Why? Because I want you to know when the year began. Is that what it says? Why, Yahweh? Because I want you to know how to start the years. No. For in it thou camest out from Egypt, and none shall appear before me empty. This is why we observe this month. It is the first month of the year, and this is what we got to teach our children. Furthermore, in the book of Exodus 34, watch what it says. Yahweh can be redundant. We can be redundant. But if you keep being redundant, you're going to learn things that you didn't hear the first time. Exodus 34. And watch what it says in the 18th verse. The Feast of Unleavened Bread shalt thou keep. 7 days thou shalt eat unleavened bread, as I commanded thee, in the time of the month of Abib. Why, Yahweh? For in the month of Abib, thou camest out from Egypt. That's what we do. What else did Yahweh say about this? Deuteronomy 16. These are the times of the month. Times of Yahweh wonders. See, he wrought great wonders in the earth. We need to know the time that he will do these things. And you're going to see how these times teach us something real important. And I'll tell you what they teach us. They teach us purpose, because to every time there's a purpose. Watch what it says, Deuteronomy 16 and 1. Observe the month of Abib and keep the Passover unto Yad Elohim. Why, Yahweh? For in the month of Abib, Yahweh, thy Elohim, brought thee forth out of Egypt by night. Thou shalt therefore sacrifice the Passover of Yad Elohim, of the flock and the herd, in a place where Yahweh shall choose to place his name there. Thou shalt eat no leavened bread with it. 7 days thou shalt eat unleavened bread therewith, even the bread of affliction. For thou camest forth out of the land of Egypt in haste, and that thou remember the day when thou camest forth out of the land of Egypt, all the days of thy life. That's what Yahweh wanted us to do. He wanted us to zakar. It don't just mean to remember. It also means to record. Because how can you remember anything that you don't record? And how can you teach your children and you don't even have a record of it? The show is time as well as its purpose. When did this thing happen? Well, the 14th day at even of the first month. We got to know that time. The 15th day of the very first month. What else happened? On the 10th day of the very first month, we had to take a lamb out. These things, wondrous works was done. And once we began to record these things, as Yahweh has said, you're going to see wondrous, wondrous things out of his law. I know some people think, well, I already do that. I already recorded. I already know when the Passover is. I already know when the Feast of Unleavened Bread is. I already know when we're supposed to take out the lamb. I already know what Yahweh did in Egypt. Well, if you already know that, then you will know this whole month, the very first month. You will know it. Not only you will know it 1 year, you will know it every year. So why is Israel so divided, since everybody know when the first month is? Undoubtedly, everybody don't know this. Undoubtedly, everybody don't know Yahweh's first month, that he would do his great works. Furthermore, to emphasize these works on this great day, look what it says in Numbers 33. What is the time of these great wonders? Every time I get to the beginning of the year, the month of Abib, my mind is on one thing and one thing only, and that is Yahweh's great works that he did for our people. And the whole month I'm celebrating. Why? Because this is the month that our people receive their freedom. And I know the day. Not only I know the day, I know the night. And I'm going to show you that night. We know it's the 14th day. We know it's the 15th day. But like I say, I told you before, not only Yahweh wanted us to know and to remember, to zakar, not only he wanted us to recall the month, and in this case, the month of Abib. Not only did he want us to record the year, so this happened in the first year, we celebrate it every year, and it's only seven different years. But Yahweh wanted us to even know the very day. But not only that, Yahweh also wanted to know the season. And what season did he bring us out of Egypt? At night. See why all these things are important? See why this thing has to be recorded? Because if you ask the average person, when did Yahweh deliver our houses? If you ask them what season, they will probably say, well, the 14th. No, I say, what season? The 14th at even? No, I said, what season? Well, he delivered our houses in the night season. When did he deliver us out of Egypt? In the night season. And I'm going to show you that. But right here, watch what it says. In the book of Numbers 33, the third verse, and they departed from Ramesses in the first month, on the 15th day of the first month, on the morrow after the Passover, the children of Israel went out with the high hand in the sight of all the Egyptians. In other words, we began our journey the 15th day, that morning. Because the word morrow means morning. The morning after the Passover. For the Egyptians buried all their firstborn, which Yahweh smitten among them. Upon their deities also Yahweh executed judgment. So while they was burying their dead, we were marching. And it tells you about the journeys from Ramesses to Sukkot, from Sukkot to Etam, and then Etam to the wilderness. It will let you know all the various journeys. But to let you know the season, watch what the Creator said in the book of Exodus, the 12th chapter. Exodus 12. This is what it says in the 14th verse. Now the sojourning of the children of Israel who dwelt in Egypt was 430 years. And it came to pass at the end of the 430 years, even the selfsame day it came to pass, that all the hosts of Yahweh went out from the land of Egypt. 42nd verse. It is a night to be much observed unto Yahweh for bringing them out from the land of Egypt. This is that night of Yahweh to be observed of all the children of Israel in their seasons. So not only we got to know the day, not only we got to know the date, not only do we have to know the year, not only do we have to know the month, but Yahweh wants us to know the season. And how do we know? Yahweh teaches. Look at the 10th verse of the 13th chapter. Thou shall therefore keep this ordinance in his season from year to year. And what season is it? When did Yahweh do these things? Yes, you might know it's the 14th day, but it's the 14th day at even. When did Yahweh deliver our houses? At night. When did Yahweh bring us out of Egypt? Yes, it was the 15th day. But what was the season that Yahweh brought us? At night. And it is a night to be much observed for bringing our people out of Egypt. Now watch this. As we begin to learn, this is just the first month. Just like we just talked about the very first week. And you can know what it is, when it was, how it started. Because the first week, all it does is repeat itself, and then it go all the way back to the beginning. Because Yahweh put signs and wonders that you might know when it was. Why? Because he wants you to zakar. He wants you to remember. And you're going to remember because we're going to teach you. But if you don't remember, it's only because you have rejected Yahweh. It's only because you refuse to record and mark the very things that Yahweh has commanded you to mark and record. So you record what Yahweh did in his very first month. And you record the dates that Yahweh did, because you're going to see this 14th and the 15th. That's what he did on the 14th and the 15th. Great, wondrous thing. Seven different things that Yahweh would do to deliver us, that we might know him. Now watch what he will do in his second month. And then we're going to go to each month to see what Yahweh will do. And we're going to go to each year to see what Yahweh will do. And this is the, we're in the second year. And we do this every year. But it was done in the first year. I just want you to remember that. And as we continue to celebrate in this month of Abib, as we go through the last week of this month into the second month of the year, the second month of the second year, you will understand Yahweh's signs, Yahweh's seasons, Yahweh's days, Yahweh's years. Because it's
They all have purpose. And you will know purpose. And you're going to learn it through Yahweh times of his wonders. So until tomorrow, Yahweh love you, and so do I. Shalom.
To you, my Yadu, I lift up my soul. And trusting you, he always kept me whole. And left my enemies deep in their holes. Let none that wait on Yahweh be ashamed. But shame on those who sin without a cause. Show me your ways, please teach me your laws. Oh Elohim of my salvation. I'm staying down impatient. As a child, all the while I'm waiting. Remember not the sins of my youth. Leave me in your truth, and he'll give your soul ease. The earth shall remain inherited by your seed. The secret of Yahweh who fears Elohim, a fool believes everything. And to every word spoken, you can't take heed unless you hear somebody curse. You know you did the same thing. That's why I'm begging y'all for mercy. And it's love and kindness, cause I know that I ain't worthy.